Moana, Pua, and Heihei. The feast to welcome spring was about to start. Moana and Grandma Tala were busy collecting shells. Moana's pet pig, Pua, tried to help, but the shells he found were never empty. Moana bent down and picked up a small pink one. "What do you think?" she asked. Grandma Tala inspected it. "Yes, that looks right for a chief." Moana was making her father a surprise gift for the feast, an anklet. Moana strung the shell onto the anklet and held it up proudly. "Done," she said. "Now I can give it to him right at the start of the feast." Just then, Heihei, the foolish village rooster, ran by them wearing part of a coconut on his head. "Silly Heihei," Moana said, removing the coconut. In the village, preparations for the feast had begun. While everyone was hard at work, Heihei just got in the way. Men were busy building the umu, an underground oven. They piled up pieces of wood and the dried husks and shells of coconuts. After they started the fire, they added rocks. Heihei kept getting closer and closer to the hot rocks. "You'll set yourself on fire, you silly bird," one of the men yelled, chasing him away. Heihei ran away and stepped on a partially finished platter woven from pandan leaves. His tiny foot got trapped, but he didn't even notice as he dragged the large platter behind him. Grandma Tala attempted to catch him, but Heihei avoided her, leaving a mess in his wake. Moana and Grandma Tala stopped when they saw Chief Tui approaching. Grandma Tala immediately stepped on Heihei's platter to hold it and the rooster in place. Moana quickly hid the anklet inside her belt, hoping her father wouldn't notice.
"I just wanted to see how everything was going," Chief Tui said.
Meanwhile, Heihei was pecking and pulling at Grandma Tala's skirt. As soon as Chief Tui left, Grandma Tala reached for Heihei, but she slipped on the platter. Fortunately, Moana was there to catch her. Nobody noticed when the anklet dropped from Moana's belt. It landed around Heihei's neck, and he dashed away.
"That is it," Grandma Tala said, grabbing a hand-woven leaf basket.
Heihei didn't see her coming. He was too busy pecking at a rock. In one fell swoop, Grandma Tala trapped Heihei underneath the basket and then cinched it shut. But Grandma Tala had been so focused on catching the rooster that she hadn't noticed the anklet around his neck.
"You can't keep him in there forever, Grandma," said Moana.
"But we can keep him in there for a little while," said Grandma Tala. "At least until we're done with the feast."
Moana agreed it was a good idea, so Grandma Tala put the basket aside. Then Moana checked her belt. She gasped when she realized the anklet was missing.
"Oh no!
Perhaps we should retrace our steps," said Grandma Tala.
Just then, Pua spotted the basket. He saw Heihei's beak sticking out between the gaps in the woven leaves. When he looked closer, Pua noticed the anklet around the rooster's neck. He was determined to retrieve it for Moana. But first, Pua had to open the basket. He rolled it over and over, but that didn't work. The basket was just too strong. Then he tossed a coconut high into the air toward the basket, but all that did was knock the basket over. Next, Pua put the basket on top of a stick. Then he backed up and took a running start. Pua jumped onto the stick, and the basket went flying through the air. Plop, it fell to the ground. But the basket was still tightly shut. Pua had to think of another idea, and fast. He had to get the anklet to Moana in time for the feast. On the ground, he saw a long vine. He picked it up and trotted back to the basket. Pua looped the vine around the basket and dragged it along, running as fast as he could. Heihei's legs slipped out, and he ran to keep up. When Pua heard music, he knew the feast was about to begin. He had to do something drastic. He dragged the basket toward a slender tree and tossed it onto a branch. Then he jumped up after it. When Pua bounced on the branch, Heihei's basket flew into the air and then back down to the branch again. The higher Pua bounced, the higher the basket flew. Finally, Pua bounced so high that the branch flung the basket straight into him. The two animals soared through the air.